Hello, and welcome to another recording which accompanies our booklet called GRAD, brought to you by Study Trust, Capitec, and Van Schaik Publishers, and me, Ruda Landman. This chapter is not yet available in print. It will only appear in the version which we will distribute in January 2022. But I want to share the audio version with you in the meantime, because I just find it so important in a young person's life. It is about relationships, about love, and about sex, those things that make up a big part of your world. And I want to start by reading you a poem, one of the most beautiful things I've come across in my whole life. It's called Desiderata, and it was written almost 100 years ago in 1927 by a man called Max Ehrmann. Close your eyes and listen. Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labours and aspirations. In the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. There are dozens of versions of this poem set to music, which you can find on YouTube. Take 4 minutes and go and listen to it. It is just beautiful. Now, let's talk about falling in and out of love. And I want to start by saying, first, love yourself. If you think back to the poem I just read to you, different things will strike you at different times. I have lived with it now for most of my adult life. And for me, still, the most wonderful sentences are, beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. It's such a wonderful acknowledgement of the difficulties of life. And then the one that I want to stress to you today, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. That is where all love stories should start, by loving yourself. You have value simply because you are here. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. Before you fall in love with anyone else, first love yourself. Only then can you really give love to and receive love from another person. What does love mean? When you say my mum or my sister or my granny or my big brother loves me, what do you mean? I've made a little list, and this is what I've come up with. I'm sure you will find other things. They want the best for you. They want to know if you are okay, and if not, they want to help. They respect you. They don't constantly criticize you or make you feel small. They accept you, even when you've made a mistake. They are kind to you. They are honest with you. If you go wrong, they will find a way to tell you. They listen to you, and there is mutual trust. That was my list. If you can think of more things by which you know that someone loves you, make a note of them, and you will see. I will come back to it in a moment. Now apply that to your thoughts about yourself. Can you say, I want what is best for myself? I respect myself. I accept myself. I am kind to myself. I am honest with myself. Even I really listen to myself. Many of us cannot. We think we don't deserve the best, that we are stupid or useless or in some way bad. We think we are not as good as other people, whoever they are. Now let's look back at another line earlier in the poem. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Don't compare, just be yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. Not all trees are tall, not all stars are equally bright. Fruit trees do not all bear the same kind of fruit. Each one has the right to be here and to be what it is. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. So now we move on to falling in love. Falling in love, as you probably know by now, it is the strongest emotion you've ever experienced, and if it works out for you, the most wonderful. At least for a while, it feels as if there's no you and another person. There's just us. You want to be with them all the time. You start texting the moment you leave each other's side. You drift through time in a daze. Enjoy it. Enjoy every moment. It is a wonderful part of this time of your life. But there are two things you have to ask yourself when you are on your own and you can think straight. The first one, does this feed me, my true self, my soul? And the second one, does it support my long-term vision for my future? To answer that first question, does it feed me, my true self, my soul? Go back to the list we discussed above. Does this amazing, wonderful person want the best for you? Do they respect you, accept you? Are they kind to you, honest with you? Do they really listen to you? Is there mutual trust? Pay attention to red flags. Jealousy is not a compliment. It shows lack of trust. Teasing and joking can be delightful, but it should never leave you uncomfortable or hurt. When you are with others, your partner should be proud of you, give you space to talk and listen to you with respect. If they use their intimate knowledge of you to sound witty and clever and they hurt you in the process, that's not on. Relationships, unfortunately, often end in ugly ways. If your partner starts lying or cheating, it is very important to understand that you are never responsible for someone else's decisions and actions. Lying and cheating is a decision that they make. It is their business and their responsibility. You are who you are. If they don't appreciate that, it is not your fault. You are, of course, responsible for your own actions and words. Be careful and thoughtful. Don't hit out in a way that causes permanent damage also to yourself. Spend time thinking about the kind of person you want to be and find your own code of conduct. Then find a partner who shares that code of conduct. You cannot change someone who cheats and lies, but you can choose someone who does not cheat and lie. Now, very important, the first time he hurts you physically, walk away and immediately tell someone who can serve you as a witness. Do not hide. It is not you who should be ashamed. Your partner will probably come back pleading for forgiveness and promising it will never happen again. Do your utmost best not to fall for it. Go back to that person you chose as a witness and ask their advice. Having seen you just after it happened, would they want to see you with this person again? Love is shown in kindness and care, not in control and abuse. Now, the second question we mentioned above, whether the relationship supports your vision for your future. You have to think about the boyfriend or girlfriend's values, what they consider important in life, their dreams for themselves. Does it fit with yours? Long-term plans are dependent on this month and this year. If the new boyfriend is a budding soccer star and you have an engineering degree on your vision board, it may not work, not even for 6 months, because he may cost you the maths mark which you need to carry on with your course. The physical side, sex. A huge part of falling in love is, of course, the physical attraction. You want to look and to kiss and to touch and. I don't have to tell you. That's great, but handle with care. Sex is important, especially when you're only just starting out on this road. It has enormous emotional and physical consequences. Make sure that whatever you do is the result of a conscious decision taken when you are alone, when your head is clear, when you are not under the spell of a kiss. Decide for yourself what is okay and what is not, and why. If you have a friend you can trust, talk it through. What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? What if the other person wants something that you don't? And quite apart from how far you will go, what you will and will not do, sex should always hold to the same rules we talked about concerning love. It should be about the other person as much as about you. It should build the relationship and bring you closer. When you look at each other tomorrow, neither of you should be angry or ashamed. It has been said that men give love to get sex, and women give sex to get love. Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. Make sure that the love and the sex are part of mutual sharing and giving. Every one of us has her or his own views and beliefs about the rights and wrongs of sex. That's up to you. But whatever you believe to be right or wrong, there are always consequences. Unprotected sex can mean HIV or other diseases. Unprotected sex can start a baby. Can you live with that? Do you want to? Guys, what will you do if your girlfriend tells you she's pregnant? Girls, what will you do if you find out you are? What do you want the father, the baby daddy, to do? Do you want to be connected to each other for the length of a child's life? A baby at age 20 will change your life forever. Do not let it happen because you were not thinking straight, or you wanted to be cool, or you didn't want to lose the guy, or you wanted something to brag about. Apart from yourselves, it's completely unfair to the baby. This is a time of intense relationships, which most probably will not last. Few people actually stay with their first love. Enjoy every moment, but don't put your whole future on the table. You will have many more choices. Be ready for them as well. And I want to end just with a footnote. If you feel insecure in this area, as if you don't really know enough to act responsibly and carefully, you could phone one of two organizations. There's Lifeline. Google it or just go to www.lifelinesa.co.za or Love Life. Their address is www.lovelife.org.za. Both organizations have centers throughout the country with very good counselors. Knowledge is power, You need to know what you're dealing with before you step onto this exciting, but sometimes very complicated road. Good luck. Enjoy.